Okay, do you need to get focus marks?
Okay, hold that for a minute.
Inside an older home located on a quiet block in northeast Dallas, a small army of filmmakers have turned a tiny bathroom into an impossibly crowded film set.
Are you calling me?
Yes.
The camera's in the bathtub, along with the director of photography and an assistant. The boom operator pokes a microphone in from the hall. Crew members pick their way around light stands, cables, cords, and monitors, racing against the clock to get the last shot of the day.
Hold that one, and we're going to roll.
Here we go. And action.
That's the director, local filmmaker Julia Dyer.
It's amazing to see this come to life. It's like what I always imagined, yet completely fresh and new to me.
The movie is called The Playroom, starring Academy Award nominee John Hawkes, Canadian actor Molly Parker, and a local newcomer, Olivia Harris. Set in the 1970s, the film tells the story of Maggie, a teenager with troubled parents, and a home life that forces her to grow up quickly. The script is by Julia Dyer's sister, Gretchen, a writer and women's rights activist who died in 2009 after a long battle with heart disease.
Gretchen definitely wrote Maggie from her perspective of her life as a teenager, and she was a fierce and intelligent and willful teenager, and she was pretty intimidating and awesome. I mean, unforgettable, really.
Producing the film is Julia and Gretchen's brother, Stephen.
My sister, who wrote the script, always said that it was not autobiographical. However, that was a harder sell to the rest of us. I think it sort of rhymes with things that happened in our childhood. Mark Twain famously said that about history, that it doesn't repeat itself, but it rhymes. And so it's sort of like it's familiar, but it's not the same.
Dyer says that the quality of his sister's script attracted named talent like Hawks and Parker, which helped secure funding. And a rapidly changing marketplace may be creating more opportunity for independent films. Even so, Dyer says that raising the money was hard.
It's never easy to sell a film. I think that the prospects for independent filmmakers to continue to own their own rights and to exploit their own rights through things like video on demand and their own websites and even changes in licensing agreements and contracts has the potential to be an extremely interesting and fruitful thing for independent filmmakers. I think anytime you have hope, sometimes you can convince people to go with you.
Despite the long odds, local support for the project is strong. Area Production Service Companies, MPS, and Post Asylum came on as in-kind investors to keep cash costs low. And when the production needed an extra day of shooting, a social media campaign raised more than $5,000 on the internet in less than 7 hours. Julia says this kind of homegrown support was crucial.
This film would never have happened without this community. I've experienced that as a respect and passion for the story and the script, but I've also experienced it as an outpouring of love for Gretchen, for my sister, and a serious group effort to realize her most personal and most poetic story, and I will always be grateful.
The Playroom is now in post-production and is expected to be ready to seek distribution later this year. Rob Tranchin, KERA News.
And cut.
Poor cut.